I know it sounds kind of weird when I say that because recently my latest videos and podcast episodes have all been about AI. I'm totally aware of that. But believe me, I actually would be glad if we would have a bit less hype around AI and if we could all get back to other topics as well. And I eventually also will, but there is a lot going on in AI, and I understand that obviously many people are interested in that. I am interested in that because naturally it all affects us, right? All these developments and changes that we get through AI, through large language models, they're relevant to us. They're relevant to us as developers specifically because they change the way we do our work, or they at least have an impact on how we do our work. Now, if you've watched some of my older videos or heard some of my episodes, you know I don't believe that AI will replace developers anytime soon, but it definitely enhances our workflows or the way we work. I definitely use AI every day in my work. I use Cursor, I use Gemini or ChatGPT to discuss ideas, to discuss architectures or approaches, potential solutions for problems I'm facing in my code. I'm doing that all the time, and I can only recommend that you at least give this all a try because it can make you more efficient. That is not just hype and BS, but there also is a lot of that. And specifically, there is a lot of hype around AI agents. That and vibe coding, maybe. I guess there is a reason why we have billions of AI application builder websites like Lovable. And by the way, if you know some sites, some web apps that are live and that actually do something useful that have been built with such builders, I'm super interested in that because to me it feels like we got all these AI builder tools, but people aren't really building anything meaningful with them. I might be wrong though. Anyways, there is a lot of hype, and that's why I found it quite interesting when I recently saw on X a post by someone who shared a Google Trends screenshot that shows that AI agents and vibe coding, for example, peaked and are now less popular again, though still on a relatively high level. And of course, you could also say that that's maybe related to the summer months, to people being on vacation or anything like that. Nonetheless, it's interesting to see that we have the ramp up. We got this drastic increase for both agents and vibe coding. For agents, it started in early 2025 or late 2024, because of course 2025 is the year of agents. We all heard that. And for vibe coding, it's been a bit later than that. But since those initial peaks, the search volume related to these terms, the importance of these terms has been relatively flat. Now, of course, you could argue that's just because people are leaving Google, but for one, I would think that these trends are measured in relative terms. So even if less people would be using Google, this is the relative amount of search terms. And B, no, there still are plenty of people on Google left. Anyways, we can see that the interest in these topics has been relatively flat. And as of late, it has been declining. There's kind of a bump and then it went down a bit. And that's interesting. And I think for vibe coding, it's pretty obvious why that happened, at least to me, because it's all fun until you try to build something meaningful and you encounter a bunch of issues and security problems and you keep on discussing with the AI, please fix that. No, please fix that. Please fix that. And you just get into this infinite circle of pain where you can't get the thing to work. You want it to work and you realize, hey, maybe it would be better if I knew how that code worked and I could do it on my own, or I could fix it on my own, or maybe write it from scratch on my own. So for vibe coding, that makes perfect sense. And that's also why months ago, I already shared my opinion in a separate episode that vibe coding is not my future. And guess what? It still isn't. But then there's AI agents, and AI agents are different, I think, because I'm super annoyed regarding how this term AI agents is being used. It's everywhere. Everything is an agent. Companies are building agents that do SEO, content generation, HR, everything. But what does that actually mean? If you define an agent as an application, so to say, that uses a large language model to which the application exposes tools the model may use, then I'd argue we don't have a lot of those agents, because it turns out that even if you give a large language model access to tools, it's often worse than if you just had written the logic on what should be done yourself. You don't want to rely on the model hopefully making the right choices and using tools in the right places. It's much better if you, as the builder of such a workflow or application, can decide in which situation which tool should be used. That is my experience, at least. And you can still use AI. For example, if you're building a workflow that generates blog posts based on an outline you created, you can 100% do that with help of AI, but you don't need a smart agent for that chooses tools on its own. Instead, you just read in that outline, then you trigger a large language model through the OpenAI API, for example, to generate a blog post based on that outline. And then maybe you add more steps. Maybe you have an evaluation step where you use another model to evaluate that blog post. Maybe you have a step where you generate a thumbnail, but all that is not an agent using tools on its own. It's instead a workflow that you defined that also uses AI. And in my experience, that's the actual useful thing for most cases. Now, there are situations where a real agent, so a large language model that's able to use tools, makes sense. ChatGPT is a great example. It's an AI agent in the end because it's an application that uses a large language model, which also has access to tools like web search, for example. And it makes sense there because, of course, the developers of ChatGPT, so OpenAI, they don't know what you're going to ask ChatGPT, so they can't hard code what it should do under the hood. They need the flexibility of the AI making the decision because it depends on your prompt what should happen next. So in such situations, it makes perfect sense to build a real agent. But in most cases, I think people are just calling any application that uses AI an agent, which of course is fine. We don't have to argue over definitions here, and you could definitely define any AI-powered application as an agent. It's just that we have these confusing definitions out there, and that for some people, it really is an AI with tools. And again, you don't need that all the time in my experience. And that's also where the hype ends, because building workflows that use AI, that is actually useful. That is something you should not discard or ignore. Instead, it really makes sense to automate certain tasks by clearly defining the steps that should be executed and then adding AI, large language models, to some of those steps where it makes sense. That is a great idea, in my opinion, and that is something I've been doing a lot. By the way, that's also why I created an entire course on building AI agents and workflows. You find a link to that with a discount below if you're interested. And the idea behind that course also is not to give you a BS course because it's a hyped up term, but instead to show you the difference between true autonomous agents that can use tools and workflows where you also use AI. And you'll see plenty of examples in that course where I, for example, built a web search research agent, which really isn't an agent, but instead, again, a sequence of steps where I also use AI, or a content generation workflow that's also in the course. And that's there for something which I believe has a future. So if we come back to that hype thing from the beginning, to that Google Trends chart, there's so much hype, and that's the annoying part around AI. And I would love for there to be less hype, but there are some useful use cases in there, and embracing those, taking advantage of those, like using AI assistance as a developer or automating certain tasks that previously were hard to automate but are now easier thanks to AI. Doing things like that makes a lot of sense, and I can only encourage you to look into such use cases and situations. Well, and then hopefully at some point in the future, we'll also have less hype and more useful things coming out of AI. But until then, I guess we have to filter the noise and find the interesting parts.